It was the thing to do on summer afternoons. Home from school and into our play clothes and away with us down the Sanwell to the Island Bank in Limerick City. The Island Bank runs along by the Abbey River from Atlunkard Boat Club all the way around to meet the Salmon Weir Bridge, but still within the confines of what they call the Isle. That's St Mary's Parish. Whilst my friends and I availed of the vast natural playground, our mothers sat in the sunshine, their backs against the heat-retaining wall of the boat club, and they knitted. They made jumpers and cardigans in the most intricate designs. In fact, the more difficult the pattern, the better. Meanwhile, we made swings by slinging ropes over the highest branches of chestnut trees growing along the island bank. We played house with dolls that came all the way from America. Sometimes we brought little nets and jam jars to fish for the tiny silver stickleback fish that swam in the stream below. We built makeshift bridges to get across that same stream to the scout hall in the lower field. My great passion was, and still is, flowers. In particular, the wildflowers that grew in abundance along and around the island bank. As we had no garden at home, I gathered fistfuls of buttercups, daisies, dandelions, cowslips, meadowsweet and purple loosestrife. There was an acre of flag iris in the field behind the parish house. Once I fell knee-deep into the swamp trying to pluck a bunch of those yellow iris. My friends thought it was hilarious. But my mother wasn't exactly amused when she had to leave her knitting and take me home, squelching in my new sandals. My mother had no gra at all for any kind of flowers. Every gift bouquet she received went straight down to the church for Our Lady's altar. But fair play to her. On that day, she put my bunch of irises into a vase for me. But sometime later, there was a trail of black bugs trotting across the kitchen table. She screamed and sent the vase, flowers and water flying out into the backyard. Did that stop me? Never. Hawthorn blossom was a bit of a challenge, but I climbed the wall at the place known as the Goose's Corner, and with thorns biting into my fingers, I managed to break off a sizable bunch to put on the May altar I had made on the landing at the top of the stairs. My all-time favourite wildflowers were the giant snowdrops that grew at the river's edge just above Atlunkard Boat Club. They were the tallest snowdrops that I have ever seen. I know now that they are not really wildflowers, but a special variety of summer snowdrops. They must have floated down from some garden upstream. They grew in the most awkward, even dangerous places beside the river. The best of them were in clumps where the land was the soggiest and muddiest and stickiest. But I had to have them. I found a secret place under O'Dwyer Bridge where there were pure gold marsh marigolds as big as the palm of your hand. They grew undisturbed there because it was impossible, even for me, to get at them. The speed of the water pushes against the mossy river's edge and creates a whirlpool. That's where they were, snug and undisturbed. Sometimes, when I could slip away without permission, I went to the Corbally side of the river and I picked armfuls of star-shaped pink and white fluffy flowers. Botanists named them bog bean, but I called them marshmallow, because that's what they felt like. For the most magnificent perfume, there were the wild wallflowers in the crevices of the ancient walls of Limerick behind our house. I just couldn't reach those. But now our old house is gone. Gone to make way for a luxurious hotel on the Sanmal. Gone to are the lonesome calls of the curlews who lived across the river in the Sally Grove. stolen away is the mystery of that salad grove that was out of bounds for us as children. Houses, apartments, and a big supermarket have taken over and opened up the formerly forbidden hidden places. The wild goats who poked their heads through a curtain of willow to drink from the river are no more. The Abbey River flows on as ever to meet the Shannon at Corrigower. But where have all the flowers gone?